Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Presiding Judge Nawaf Salam of the United Nations highest court said on Friday that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and settlements there are illegal and should be withdrawn as soon as possible in its strongest findings to date on the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The advisory opinion by judges at the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, also known as the World Court, was not binding. But it carries weight under international law and could weaken support for Israel. The court said Israel's obligations include paying restitution for harm and the evacuation of all settlers from existing settlements. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said in a statement, "The Jewish nation cannot be an occupier in its own land." Israel's foreign ministry rejected the opinion as fundamentally wrong and one-sided. The World Court said the UN Security Council, the General Assembly, and all states have an obligation not to recognize the occupation as legal, nor render aid or assistance towards maintaining it.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The worldwide technology outages caused by CrowdStrike will take time to repair. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
They're going to be deaths because of this. It's inevitable, Bohr adds. We've got so many systems tied up. I'm Charles Dillard.